Report, Uber not criminally liable for fatal self-driving car crash. By Charlie Nash on March 6, 2019. Uber is reportedly not criminally liable for a self-driving car crash in 2018, which killed a pedestrian after the car's transgender felon backup driver was watching a television show on a phone instead of paying attention to the road. According to Reuters, prosecutors ruled that Uber is not criminally liable for the fatal crash, and that the car's transgender backup driver, convicted felon Rafael Vasquez, should be referred to the Tempe police for additional investigation. The woman who was hit by the car died from her injuries in a local hospital, which prompted the company's self-driving car test to be halted. Vasquez was found to have been streaming The Voice on Hulu from her phone instead of focusing on the road just before the crash. According to the Daily Mail, Vasquez had two felony convictions when he was hired by Uber for its self-driving car trials in the Phoenix, Arizona, area. Her January 2001 conviction for attempted armed robbery led to a 5-year sentence, of which she served more than 4 years, being freed in November 2004. Vasquez attempted to rob a Blockbuster video store with an imitation firearm, reported the Mail. At the same time, Vasquez was convicted of unsworn falsification committed in 1999, meaning she made a false statement to a public officials and received a concurrent 1-year sentence. Charlie Nash is a reporter for Breitbart Tech. You can follow him on Twitter or like his page at Facebook.